Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's bank recently conducted a survey of their small business customers, and they say they have uncovered some surprising concerns. David Lumenack is Commercial Market President for South Carolina at TD Bank, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. David, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
First of all, give us an overview of this survey. Is this something that you guys conduct on an annual basis?
So we actually just recently conducted our inaugural TD Bank Financial Preparedness Survey, where we surveyed U.S. small business owners about their confidence level in their business's financial preparedness. This is across the country.
All right. Well, let's just dive right into the results then. Where would you like to start?
Well, there were a couple of key statistics that really jumped out to us. One was that while 94% of small business owners believed their company to be financially prepared, only 72% believed their business could withstand revenue shortfalls for one or two quarters. The second statistic that really jumped out was that 43% of small business owners actually said their business would not survive if revenues fell short for three or four quarters. We clearly found that small business owners may have a bit more planning to consider.
All right, so did this kind of scare you guys a little bit? Did you notify commercial lending that maybe they should talk to their customers?
Well, certainly, if we're doing our job, we're always in touch with our customers, but only 19% of the small business owners we surveyed have emergency savings that would last more than 6 months. And with respect to succession planning, which is obviously very important, slightly more than 50% of small business owners have a formal succession plan in place. And look, while the goal is always to have an orderly, well-timed business transition, it can sometimes happen very quickly and unexpectedly, which makes it really important to have a plan in place.
All right. Well, walk us through then how a business owner then would put this into action and take care of these shortfalls.
Yeah. So cash flow is king, as you know, Mike, and so it is critically important that business owners plan for these months where cash flow could be tighter by setting aside cash when times are good. You know, another good method to improve cash flow is to really focus on turning receivables into cash as quickly as possible. We often hear from our small business owners that selling their product or service is the easy part, but getting paid takes the most work. And I'll also say that I can appreciate how many hats a small business owner has to wear. So we encourage our small business owners to form a strong network of trusted professionals like bankers, accountants, human resource professionals that can help free up their time so that they can really focus on the core business. And specific to banking, South Carolina is a well-banked market, and I would encourage small business owners to develop a banking relationship if you don't have one. There are a lot of products and services geared specifically to small businesses, and SBA loans, as an example, can be a great option as you look to invest in your business for the future. So with over 530,000 small businesses employing approximately 42% of the state's workforce, small business is definitely big business in South Carolina, Mike.
All right, and so we're getting into the last quarter of the year here for our business environment for 2025. How does the year look here as we are getting close to winding it down?
Well, from a national perspective, there are clearly some headwinds that will likely continue to be top of mind for small business owners. Inflation, interest rates, and tariffs are obvious examples. Anecdotally, I will say that tariffs come up most often right now because it's just simply really hard for a business owner to plan for the next quarter or two when they're not quite sure what tariffs will do to their cost of goods or how they price their products. But despite these headwinds, Mike, we continue to see a very well-rounded economy, and we see continued investment in South Carolina. It feels like every week we're seeing a new company investing in South Carolina or an existing company announcing additional investment in our state. And those investments obviously continue to feed the entire business ecosystem. So I remain very bullish about the South Carolina economy, not only for the balance of this year, but into 2026.
Well, David, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
David Lominack is Commercial Market President for South Carolina at TD Bank in Greenville. And we will have a link to the bank posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.